Welcome, dear listeners, to another peaceful session of Mantra Yoga on 104.6 FM. Pangras Prangas, and I'm so grateful you have joined me today on our journey towards inner peace and mindful living. In our busy lives, it's easy to get swept away by the whirlwind of thoughts and emotions. Today, we'll explore how mindfulness can be a powerful anchor, grounding us in the present moment. Before we go any further, let's sort out some organizational requirements and say a prayer. Please make use of the following guidelines to optimize your receptivity and derive maximum benefit from this session. Dedicate the next 50 to 55 minutes exclusively for this purpose. If you have children or pets who might interrupt you, please ensure that they are taken care of for the duration of the session. Please turn off your cell phone and avoid texting or checking it during the session. Before we go any further, let's sort out some organizational requirements and say a prayer. Please sit with your hands on your knees, palms open, facing upwards with your spine comfortably erect, and close your eyes. Take a deep breath, and as you exhale, relax into this exhalation. Take one more deep breath, and as you exhale, relax even more into this exhalation. Take another deep breath, and as you exhale, relax completely into this one. Please put your hands together in prayer, and close your eyes, and repeat after me. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina, Sarve Santu Niramaya, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kaschid Dukha Bhagavavet. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. May all be happy, may all be free from illness, may all see auspiciousness, may no one suffer. Oh, peace, peace, peace. And always remain absorbed in the thoughts of Lord Krishna. Let's begin by understanding what mindfulness truly means. Many wise teachers have illuminated this path for us. Sylvia Boorstein, a respected writer and teacher, describes it as awake attention to what is happening inside and outside, so we can respond from a place of wisdom. Thich Nhat Hanh, the revered Zen master, beautifully expresses it as the energy that helps us to be there 100%, the energy of our true presence. Essentially, mindfulness is about being fully aware of our present moment, both internally and externally. It's about responding with wisdom rather than reacting impulsively. One of the most significant gifts of mindfulness is its ability to help us navigate the often turbulent waters of our emotions. Through practices like meditation, we train ourselves to recognize emotions as they arise, preventing those knee-jerk reactions that can lead to regret. We learn to pause, to reconnect with our bodies through a quick body scan or a few deep breaths, to acknowledge our feelings and to identify our habitual responses. This allows us to choose a more thoughtful and compassionate course of action. Dealing with emotions mindfully involves four essential steps, often remembered by the acronym RAIN, R-A-I-N. Recognition, acceptance, investigation, non-identification. Recognition stands for simply noticing and naming the emotion. Acceptance is allowing the emotion to be present without judgment. Investigation stands for exploring the emotion with curiosity and gentle inquiry. And non-identification stands for understanding that the emotion is a temporary state, not your core identity. These steps aren't just for emotions. They can also be applied to our thoughts. We often identify with our thoughts saying, "I am sad," instead of recognizing them as passing mental events. Mindfulness helps us to observe these thoughts as a distinct witness, allowing us to recognize patterns and make conscious choices. Beyond managing emotions and thoughts, mindfulness helps us address the common obstacles that hinder our happiness. These hindrances include desire, aversion, sloth, restlessness, and doubt. By becoming aware of these tendencies, we can understand their impact on our lives and respond more effectively. Instead of getting caught up in the story of our desires or the triggers of our anger, mindfulness encourages us to examine the feelings themselves. This allows us to understand the underlying vulnerability and insecurity and to choose how to respond with wisdom and compassion. In a sense, mindfulness is a powerful tool for cultivating inner peace and clarity. It allows us to be fully present, to manage our emotions and thoughts effectively, and to navigate the challenges of life with greater wisdom and compassion. Now let us take a few moments to breathe deeply and cultivate this mindfulness awareness. Let us remember that each breath is an opportunity to return to the present moment, to connect with our true selves. This week, we'll delve deeper into practicing mindfulness presence with our emotions and thoughts, even the most challenging ones. Often, our instinct is to push away discomfort and cling to pleasant experiences. However, we cultivate an open, accepting approach. We'll also continue to refine our ability to distinguish between the raw experience of the moment and the added layers of interpretation we often impose, such as shame, future projections, or negative self-narratives. These additions only amplify our sufferings. Consider a friend who lost his job. The hardship was compounded by his self-blame, transforming a difficult situation into evidence of his inadequacy. Mindfulness helped him recognize and challenge this narrative, allowing him to regain his confidence and seek new opportunities. In our practice, we'll strive to become aware of these added stories and gently release them, focusing on the pure experience itself. During meditation, we'll observe our feelings with interest, curiosity and compassion, letting them pass without self-criticism or attachment. Mindfulness doesn't eliminate or prolong emotions, but it helps us accept their transient nature. We aim to deeply observe, not to suppress or hold on. Initially, we might notice only the more intense emotions like anger or joy. But as our practice deepens, we'll perceive subtle blends of feelings such as impatience, regret, or tenderness. In applying the RAIN steps, recognition, acceptance, investigation, and non-identification, we can navigate these nuanced emotions without being overwhelmed. Mindfulness expands our comfort zone, enabling us to embrace whatever arises. To practice this, make the emotion itself the focus of your meditation. Mentally label it, such as happiness, disappointment, or boredom, repeating the label a few times as needed. Then, locate the emotion in your body. Notice the accompanying physical sensations like a racing pulse or tense shoulders. Maintain a gentle, relaxed observation. If your mental noting becomes harsh, soften your tone. Also, when you locate the emotion in your body, check for secondary tensions elsewhere and consciously release them. During meditation, ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? What is its nature? Where am I experiencing it in my body? Then return your focus to your breath. Now let's practice what I've said earlier. We'll explore the practice of observing our emotions and thoughts with open awareness. Find a comfortable position. Either seated on chair with your feet flat on the floor or ground, or seated on the floor cross-legged. Gently close your eyes, lower your gaze. Let's begin with three deep breaths. Inhale slowly through your nose and exhale gently through your mouth. Inhale slowly through your nose and gently exhale through your mouth. Again, inhale deeply through your nose and exhale fully through your mouth. One more time. Inhale and exhale, letting your body settle into stillness. Relax completely. Settle into a normal breathing. Notice the natural rhythm of your inhalation
and exhalation. Feel the rise and fall of your abdomen or the gentle sensations of air passing through your nostrils. There is no need to change your breath. Simply observe it as it is. As you continue the breath, you might notice thoughts arising, memories, plans, judgments. Allow them to come and go, like clouds passing across the sky. Don't engage with them. Simply acknowledge their presence and gently return to your attention to your breath. Now let's turn our attention to the realm of emotions. As you breathe, become aware of any feelings that may be present. There's no need to search for them. Simply notice what arises naturally. Perhaps you feel calmness, or perhaps there's a subtle unease. If an emotion arises, gently make it the object of your meditation. Mentally label it sadness, anxiety, joy, or simply pain. Repeat the label softly to yourself 2 or 3 times as needed. Explore where you feel this emotion in your body. Do you notice any physical sensation accompanying it? A tightness in your chest? A knot in your stomach? A movement in your face? Allow yourself to feel these sensations without judgment. Remember the RAIN practice. R stands for recognition, acknowledge the emotion, like this is sadness. A, acceptance, allow the emotion to be present without resistance. I accept this sadness. I, investigation, explore the emotions with curiosity. What is the nature of this sadness? Where do I feel it? And N, non-identification. Remind yourself that the emotion is temporary, not your identity. This sadness is a passing experience, or happiness, or pain, whatever you are feeling. If your mental noting becomes harsh or tense, soften your tone. Approach the emotion with gentle curiosity and compassion. Check for any secondary tensions in your body, such as tight shoulders, and consciously release them. Now, release the focus on the emotion and gently return your attention to your breath. Allow any lingering sensations or thoughts to dissolve. Simply breathe. seamless transition into a breath synchronized chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, aligning each segment with our breath. Begin by bringing your awareness to your natural breath. Feel the gentle rise and fall of your abdomen, the subtle movements of your chest, allowing your breath to settle into a smooth rhythmic flow. Now as you inhale deeply through your nose, mentally say Hare Krishna. Feel the sacred sounds fill your mind and heart as you draw in the breath. And as you exhale slowly through your mouth, gently repeat Hare Krishna. And feel the sound gently release any tension of mental chatter as you exhale. Repeat this two more times. As you inhale, slowly, mentally say Hare Krishna. As you exhale, slowly, again mentally repeat Hare Krishna. One more time. In Hare Krishna, out Hare Krishna. Let's extend it. On your next inhale, mentally say Krishna, Krishna. And feel the vibration of these sounds as you draw in the breath, filling yourself with peace. And as you exhale, mentally repeat Hare Hare. And feel the gentle release and surrender as you exhale. Let's repeat this two more times. Inhale, Hare Krishna. Exhale, Hare Krishna. Inhale, Krishna, Krishna. Exhale, Hare Hare. Remember, you are mentally repeating. Inhale, Hare Krishna. Exhale, Hare Krishna. In, Krishna, Krishna. Out, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Hare Hare. Your next inhale, mentally say Hare Ram. And as you exhale, repeat Hare Ram. Feel the release and surrender. Then mentally repeat Rama Rama. And feel the peace fill you. And as you exhale, mentally repeat Hare Hare. Continue this pattern, synchronizing each segment of the mantra with your breath. Inhale Hare Krishna. Exhale Hare Krishna. Inhale Krishna Krishna. Exhale Hare Hare. Inhale Hare Krishna. Exhale Hare Krishna. Inhale Krishna Krishna. Exhale Hare Hare. Inhale Hare Krishna. Exhale Hare Krishna. Vinay Krishna Krishna. Exhale Hare Hare. In Hare Rama. Out Hare Rama. In Rama Rama. Out Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In Hare Krishna, out Hare Krishna, in Krishna Krishna, out Hare Hare, in Hare Rama, out Hare Rama, in Rama Rama, out Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Allow the mantra to flow effortlessly with your breath, like a gentle wave carrying you deeper into a state of meditation. If your mind wanders, gently bring it back to the breath and the mantra. Inhale Hare Krishna. Exhale Hare Krishna. Inhale Krishna Krishna. Exhale Hare Hare. Inhale Hare Rama. Exhale Hare Rama. Inhale Rama Rama. Exhale Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Feel the vibrations of the sacred sounds resonating within you, purifying your heart and the mind. Allow yourself to be fully present with each breath, each sound, each moment. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Inhale Hare Rama, exhale Hare Rama. Inhale Rama Rama, exhale Hare Hare. Inhale Hare Krishna, exhale Hare Krishna. Inhale Krishna Krishna, exhale Hare Hare. Inhale Hare Rama, exhale Hare Rama. Inhale Rama Rama, exhale Hare Hare. Inhale Rama Rama, exhale Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama Rama, Exhale, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama Rama, Exhale, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama Rama, Exhale, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama Rama, Exhale, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama Rama, Exhale, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We will continue these prayers, synchronized chanting for a few more minutes, allowing the mantra to permeate every cell of our being. Find your rhythm and let the sounds carry you deeper. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. As we conclude our breath synchronized chanting, allow the echoes of the Maha Mantra to gently fade into the background of your awareness. Release the mental repetition and simply rest in the stillness that remains. Feel the peace and tranquility that the chanting has cultivated within you, a serene space within your heart. We'll transition into a flowing kirtan. a musical expression of the Mahamantra. As you listen, allow the melodies and the rhythms to carry you further into a state of devotion and joy. You may choose to simply listen, allowing the sounds to wash over you, or you may choose to join in the singing, allowing your voice to blend with the sacred vibrations. Feel the shift from the quiet internal repetition to the outward expression of the mantra through song. Allow the music to uplift your spirit and fill your heart with love. Let the kirtan become a celebration of the divine, a joyous offering of your devotion. Allow the music to guide you, to carry you on a wave of sound. Feel the rhythm resonating within you, the melody touching your heart. Let the Mahamantra flow through you, cleansing and uplifting. If you feel moved to sing, join in, allowing your voice to blend with the chorus. Let the kirtan become a shared experience, a collective offering of love and devotion. Feel the vibrations of the mantra permeating your being, filling you with peace, joy, and deep sense of connection. Allow the music to carry you into a state of blissful surrender. I encourage you to continue exploring the practice of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Allow the divine names to resonate within you, cleansing your heart and filling you with love. As the kirtan gently comes to a close, allow the vibration to settle, leaving behind a sense of peace and tranquility. Carry this feeling with you, this sense of connection, this joy within your heart. Thank you for joining me in this sacred practice. May the blessings of the Mahamantra and the power of kirtan continue to uplift and inspire you. May your breath be filled with love, devotion, and ever-present grace of the divine. Till next Tuesday, Namaste, Hare Krishna, and good night. But first, let's start with the But before we go any further, let's settle down and say a prayer.